This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Authorities in the Russian-controlled part of Ukraine are going door to door for 4 days to collect votes from residents on whether Russia should annex their area into its own territory. The voting, which started on Friday, dramatically raises the stakes of Moscow's seven-month invasion. Kyiv's Western allies have dismissed as a sham the referendums in the eastern Donetsk and Luhansk regions, as well as in the southern Kherson and Zaporizhia regions. Even China, Russia's closest ally since the war began, has acknowledged that the sovereignty and territorial integrity of all countries must be respected. That's a quote from China. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi made the comments to his Ukrainian counterpart, Dmytro Kuleba, at the UN General Assembly on Friday. A team of experts commissioned by the United Nations to look into human rights violations in Ukraine says its initial probe has turned up evidence of serious atrocities in the country following Russia's invasion. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
One of the commission experts, Eric Merz, says they had visited 27 towns and settlements, as well as graves and detention and torture centres, interviewed more than 150 victims and witnesses, and met with advocacy groups and government officials. Merz says an unspecified number of Russian soldiers were found to have committed crimes of sexual or gender-based violence, with victims ranging in age from 4 to 82 years old. He adds they're examining just two incidents of ill treatment against Russian soldiers by Ukrainian forces. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can keep up on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com.